Officials from United Airlines, U.S. Airways, and a few supporters say the merger is good for consumers. But in congressional hearings, there have been skeptics on both sides of the political aisle, joining those at the witness table. Many have said the deal could result in a merger frenzy among industry titans, including the possible pairing of American and Minnesota-based Northwest Airlines. At the Senate Commerce Committee hearing, Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon, an industry critic, said he'd try to block United's plan to buy U.S. Airways because it will lead to industry consolidation.
We will then have three behemoths that will dominate the American airline marketplace, and the history of those kinds of mergers is for the public, the consumer gets less service, they get higher prices.
Albert Fohr, president of the American Antitrust Institute, says a clear message has emerged from the congressional hearings.
The public is quite concerned about air transportation. The public is unhappy. That's been reflected in the movement for a consumer's bill of rights. It's been reflected indirectly in the Department of Transportation's efforts to open up some of the hubs. There's a recognition that competition is not working just the way we wanted it to.
But Congress has no direct authority to approve or reject the United U.S. Airways deal. That's in the hands of the Justice Department Antitrust Division. Fohr says the department's reviews have been remarkably free from political influence over the years. But he also says the skepticism in Congress about airline mergers may well influence the Justice Department review this time.
I think there's a green light for justice to be tough on this, but there's a difference between a green light and a command.
Fohr says lawmakers might even consider a return to airline regulation if they're unhappy with the outcome. One Republican congressional staff source says that's not likely at this point, but he also says the conventional wisdom on Capitol Hill is the United U.S. Airways deal won't survive the Justice Department's review. John Ash, a Washington-based consultant, isn't going that far, but Ash's preliminary assessment for the Metropolitan Airports Commission in the Twin Cities is the deal is unlikely to succeed. Ash says there are financial hurdles and difficult labor problems to solve, but he contends the Justice Department's antitrust division is hardly immune from political influence.
I don't think that the Justice Department is going to sit there in a vacuum. They're going to listen to Congress. I mean, Congress approves their budget. Congress represents the public interest.
Ash says much of the opposition so far is based on fears of a chain reaction of mergers. Justice Department officials have told Congress the antitrust review would look at the state of industry competition in the wake of a United U.S. Airways combination. But Robert Lighton contends the Justice Department generally gives little weight to arguments that one merger will lead to others. Lighton is a former high-ranking U.S. antitrust official, now at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says the critics and skeptics in Congress strengthen the Justice Department's hand in demanding that United and U.S. Airways give up routes or other assets to pass muster.
My odds are 60-40, the deal will go through, and they're predicated on the assumption that Justice asks for tougher conditions and that United ultimately accepts them. And the only reason I'm not saying 100% is because there's a sizable chance that the conditions will be so tough that United will say to hell with it and they'll walk away.
Robert Lighton of the Brookings Institution. The hearings in Washington continue through Friday. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.